News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Earlier on the show, we spoke with Ombudsman Peter Tindall, who said younger people in nursing homes have wasted lives. There are more than 1,300 people under the age of 65 currently residing in nursing homes. 55-year-old John Paul Doyle is one of them. Before we came on air, I spoke to John Paul. I began by asking him what led him to take up residence in a nursing home.
Well, I developed multiple sclerosis in 2014, and I decided, well, it was actually my condition decided that I couldn't live at home anymore. So I had to go and live in a nursing home. I lived in a nursing home in County Kerry, where I had a council house, but I had to sort of look for alternative accommodation that would have care for me, like, you know, if you understand what I'm saying.
I presume you would prefer to be cared for at home.
Oh, most definitely. I'd rather independent living by far. But I left Kerry because I didn't want to be in Kerry. I had the place in Kerry, and the place is still there for me, like, in Kerry. It's a council accommodation, like, but it's not adapted for a wheelchair. Like, I'm in a wheelchair now with the last 5 years nearly, and I'd rather be in a care facility at the moment because I can't really live independently.
Is this a temporary move as far as you're concerned? Have you any indication when more appropriate accommodation might become available to you?
I've no idea. I've never heard a word about anything like that with regards to being anything that would step you up a few levels or a level or so to make your life a bit more independent with the help of care. I've heard bits and pieces about it, like, you know, but nothing substantial, like, you know, nothing that would say to me that now you're going to be moving over a nursing home into your own place. I'd love that. Of course I'd love it. But it's very difficult to achieve that, especially in the Big Smoke in Dublin. It's about other people's decisions, like, really. It's out of my hands. I can't decide that for myself. I'd love it. I would definitely love it, like, you know.
Nursing homes can be very nice places, very compassionate, caring places. But you're 55 years of age. You're still a relatively young man. How difficult is it for you as a 55-year-old man to be in a nursing home?
Well, I tell you, before I got ill, I suffered from manic depression. And I spent a lot of time on my feet and able-bodied and living depressed as an individual, you know. And I spent actually 37 years in the mental health. And since I went into a wheelchair, I'm happier mentally than I ever have been. But it's sort of gone full circle the other way around. Like, my physical health is gone, but my mental health is grand, more so than it's ever been, like, for a long time. But I would say that living in a nursing home, it's a hard life. It's not an easy life for anybody at my age group. And I suppose it's not for any age group. You know, I'm all right in my head. Like, I have my faculties about me. I'm not like some of the people that would be here. Like, they're a lot worse off than I am. And I see it that way, that I'm living here. I'm happy to be in Dublin again because I'm a Dub. So that's priority with me. But after that, everything is a bonus to me. Like, you know, I spend most of my time listening to music on the iPad. And I would go up to the day space now and again and do a bit of painting and stuff. So I'm involved in social activities during the day and that, like. But I'm more optimistic and I have goals set for myself. But it's not my decision whether they happen or not, like, you know. But I have a lot more dreams than I would have had before, like, you know, the way.
The Ombudsman says that younger people in nursing homes have wasted lives. Do you agree with that or do you disagree with that?
Well, the Ombudsman is correct. I agree wholeheartedly, like, you know, because especially from my experience in Dublin, it's quite difficult to get your own independent living unless you're selected as a special case or something like that or whatever the case may be. But I would say it is a wasted life, yeah. Especially for younger people, like, they would try to achieve an independent living, I would presume. But certainly in my case, I would anyway. I'd be delighted with it.
So what would your greatest wish be at this point? You're 55, you've been living in the nursing home for a number of years. What would your wish be at this point? What would you like to happen ideally?
For me, like, I would think the most important thing that would happen to me is some sort of positivity with regards to my illness. That would be paramount for me, like.
And look, we absolutely wish you well with that. Do you have any particular wish in relation to where you will live your life over the next number of years?
Well, I intend to stay in Dublin regards to everything, like, you know, because I lived in Kerry for 20 years with my parents and that. Like, but over there at that time, I was always itching to get back to Dublin. Yeah. So being back in Dublin, if I got accommodation, that would make my situation better. Of course, I'd be delighted. I'd be absolutely over the moon. Like, I wouldn't like to think of myself spending my life in a room being cared by others in a nursing home. It doesn't suit me at all, really. I would think that overall, if I could get social accommodation in the system or in the community or whatever that's like that, it would give me a life of independency in some way.
And that was John Paul Doyle talking to me a little earlier. Apologies for the quality of my line during that interview.
Now, lots of you still getting involved on the News Talk Breakfast text line, including on that subject of people living in nursing homes. Connell says, the fact that there are 1,300 people under 65 in nursing homes when there is no home support. We've been talking about this for years and years, but nothing is done because their numbers are not politically important.